Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Text 37. Na hyata paramo labho. Dehinam pram yatamiha. Yato vindeta paramam. Shantim nashati samshuti. Na, there is no. He, indeed. Atta, than this. Process of Sankirtan. Parama, greater. Labha, thing to begin. Dehinam, for embodied souls. Pramyatam, who are being forced to wander. Iha, throughout this material universe. Yataha, from which Vindeta, one obtains Paramam, the Supreme. Shantim, peace, nasyati, and is destroyed. Samsriti, the cycle of repeated birth and death. Translation, indeed, there is no higher gain possible. There is no higher possible gain for embodied souls forced to wander throughout the material world than the Supreme Lord's Sankirtan movement, by which one can attain the supreme peace and free oneself from the cycle of repeated birth and death. Purport. In the Skanda Purana, as well as in other Puranas, there is the following statement. Maha Bhagavata Nityam Kalo Kurvanti Kirtanam. During Kali Yuga, the great devotees of the Lord always engage in kirtan, chanting the Lord's holy names. It is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be merciful, and He is especially merciful to those who, in a helpless condition, take complete shelter of His lotus feet. One can immediately take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord by chanting His holy names. According to Sridhar Swami, even in previous ages such as Satya Yuga, it was not possible for the living entities to achieve perfection, the perfection that is available in Kali Yuga. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this as follows. In former ages, such as Satya Yuga, human beings were perfectly qualified and easily performed even the most difficult spiritual processes, meditating for many thousands of years practically without eating or sleeping. Thus, although in any age, one who completely takes shelter of the Lord's holy name gets all perfection, the highly qualified inhabitants of Satyayuga do not consider that merely moving the tongue and lips chanting the Lord's holy name is a complete process and that the Lord's holy name is the only shelter within the universe. They are more attracted to the difficult and elaborate yoga system of meditation complete with sophisticated sitting postures, painstaking control of breath and deep extended meditations in trance on the personality of Godhead within the heart. In Satyayuga, sinful life is practically unheard of, and therefore people are not afflicted with the terrible reactions seen in Kali Yuga, such as world war, famine, plague, drought, insanity, etc. Although in Satyayuga people always worship the personality of Godhead as the ultimate goal of life, and meticulously follow his laws called dharma, they do not feel themselves to be in a helpless condition, and thus they do not always experience intense love for the Lord. However, in Kali Yuga, living entities are so unbearable, modern governments are so obnoxious, our bodies are so ridden by physical and mental disease, and even self-preservation is so troublesome, that the conditioned souls intensely cry out the holy name of Krishna, begging for relief from the onslaught of this age. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement have vivid and unforgettable experiences of the terrible contradictions inherent in human society in this age, and thus they are firmly convinced that there is nothing to be achieved except the mercy of the Supreme Lord. In ISKCON centers throughout the world, we observe wonderfully ecstatic kirtan performances in which men, women, and children from all walks of life chant with startling enthusiasm the holy names of Krishna and dance in ecstasy, becoming completely indifferent to so-called public opinion. In America, a prominent professor from Oberlin College visited a Hare Krishna center in California and was astonished by the enthusiasm with which the devotees chant the holy name of Krishna in their congregational performances. Thus, due to their helpless and pathetic condition, the living entities in Kali Yuga have great impetus to surrender fully to the holy name of Krishna, putting all their hope and faith in the Lord's holy name. Kali Yuga is therefore the best age, because in this age, more than in such a yuga or other ages, the conditioned souls become disgusted with the kingdom of illusion and surrender fully to the Lord's holy name. This status of full surrender is called Paramam Shantim, or Supreme Peace. Srila Madhavacharya has quoted a passage from the book called Svabhavya to the effect that a bona fide spiritual master in disciplic succession is able to understand the mentality and capability of his disciples and engage them in worshipping the particular form of the Lord suitable for them. In this way, the spiritual master destroys all obstacles in the path of his disciples. The general rule is that one must worship the particular form of the Lord that appears in the current yuga. One may also offer his love and worship to other forms of the Lord that appear in other ages. And specifically, one is recommended to chant the holy names of Lord Nrisimhadev to get all protection. Practically, all these injunctions are being carried out within the ISKCON movement. Within the Krishna Consciousness Society, men, women, and children are all being engaged in worshipping the Lord according to their particular natures. In addition, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, we are worshipping Balaram and Krishna, who appeared in Dwapara Yuga, because they are the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, by chanting the Dashavatar Stotra, Jai Jagadisha Hare, and by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, the members of ISKCON worship all of the plenary expansions of the Personality of Godhead, and after every aratic performance, devotional prayers are duly chanted to Lord Nrisimhadev for protection of this movement, which is so essential to human society. Na hyata paramo labho dehinam pram yatam iha yato vindeta paramam shantim nasyati sanshrita. Translation: indeed, there is no higher possible gain for embodied souls forced to wander throughout the material world than the Supreme Lord's Sankirtan movement, by which one can attain the supreme peace and free oneself from the cycle of repeated birth and death. So, in the previous verse, we were hearing that Kali Yuga is worshipable by enlightened persons, because all perfection can be attained by the performance of Sankirtan. So this verse is reiterating and stressing the power of the Sankirtan movement in that it can liberate conditioned souls from the cycle of birth and death. We consider there are many problems in this age, and these problems are graphically described here in the purport, and any day we can read the newspaper or listen to the news and hear the problems of Kali Yuga graphically described, some war going on somewhere or other, so many people losing, having to give up their bodies in a sudden and highly unpleasant circumstances, and economic difficulties and so on and so forth. These are great problems, but even greater problem, what is the greatest problem that we're facing? Yeah, this is the greatest problem. We are subjected to repeated birth and death in such conditions, due to our lack of Krishna consciousness, due to the power of the illusory energy and our surrendering to Maya, thinking that the promises of Maya are very wonderful and that we can find real pleasure and happiness in material life. But of course, this is real foolishness, because we can see the miserable condition. We ourselves, of course, we are trying to avoid the miseries and, you know, make arrangements so that we can have as good a time as possible here. We can fulfill our desires and we can enjoy, you know, physically, mentally, you know, together in a group also, you know, we make plans to enjoy family or group of persons, or even to raise the standard of living for, you know, for co-citizens or countrymen, or whatever, you know. But still we are subjected to so many unexpected difficulties, and definitely we are all subjected to, you know, old age, disease and death. So no matter how intelligent we are or how wealthy we are, how expert in making arrangements, the material world is of such a nature that it will give us misery, and those miseries can also be very profound miseries. I mean, some persons are deeply tortured and suffering greatly, physical or mental difficulties in this material world, so much so that some are driven to madness or suicide, or to perform violent acts of violence against others out of frustration and anger. So this is due to the pressure cooker of material existence. And we are here because of our consciousness, because of our lack of Krishna consciousness and our hankering for enjoyment separate from Krishna. So that is a fundamental disease from which all the other problems of material life are springing. So we have to find a cure for that disease, and the cure is being given here. The cure is the Sankirtan process, at least in Kali Yuga. The cure is Krishna consciousness. The cure is Krishna consciousness, devotional service to the Lord, to become properly situated in our eternal constitutional position, to become aware and conscious of Krishna and understand how to properly interact with Krishna by serving him in devotion. So of course, the exact way in which bhakti yoga is practiced, there's some variation from yuga to yuga, as also described here in the purport. Although the chanting of the holy names is always effective in all yugas, and we find all the different four processes are there, deity worship, yajnas, meditation, they're there in all the yugas, but the stress is different. We also perform deity worship here, but in the Dvapara Yuga that was performed very opulently, very meticulously, very expertly. We are not nearly so opulent or expert or attentive to all detail, but still deity worship is there in a simple form. Yajnas are there also in a simple form. We cannot perform Rajasuya sacrifice or Ashwamedha Yajna, although I once in India I was in a Lucknow city and I saw a poster on the wall, Ashwamedha Yajna on such and such a day. Ashwamedha Yajna. So they're thinking they could perform Ashwamedha Yajna. Rascals. They'll just perform sinful activity by slaughtering some horse. You see, this is not at all recommended in Kali Yuga. But we have our simple fire yajnas. Some of the ISKCON devotees seem to do it very elaborately. But actually, compared to yajnas of Treta Yuga, you know, that is child's play. You know, they are inviting the demigods, Lord Vishnu, to come and participate, and they would personally come. We may invite, they're in some way in expansion, but may not be visible to us. But they were visible to the inhabitants of Treta Yuga. Actually, Prabhupada in London Temple, he had told the devotees, you make two small vyasasans and place them on either side of the deities, and therefore Lord Brahma, Narad Muni, Lord Shiva, if they want to come and attend the Aratik, Shiva, Sukha, Narada, we are singing in the Aratik that they are participating in the Aratik, so if they like to come, they have some sitting places, Prabhupada said. Also in America once there was a program, devotees organized, and hardly anyone came. The devotees were apologizing to Prabhupada, and he said, never mind, did you not see Lord Narada Muni was there? You know, we don't have the eyes to see, but Prabhupada, or inhabitants of Treta Yuga, they had the eyes to see when great personalities would appear, but they also chanted the holy names, after all. Satya Yuga also. Dhruva Maharaj was performing meditation. That was, you know, process of self-realization, but he also chanted Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. These are names of the Lord. He also worshipped the deity, which he now told him to fashion from wood or stone, in materials found in the forest. And so all the processes are there in all the ages. We also meditate, but we're not very capable of meditating. Our meditation is through the chanting, but simultaneous with the chanting, to fix the mind on Krishna, or when performing the puja, to fix the mind on Krishna is also meditation. Hare Krishna. That's the best type of ringtone. We can't imitate the inhabitants of the former age, but we can perform those activities in a simple way, side by side with the chanting of the holy names. Especially, we have to congregationally chant Kirtan. Kindly switch off mobiles if possible. In this way, you know, we get strength and power, spiritual purification through the recommended and authorized process of self-realization for the age. So that is constant chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And as Sukadev Goswami told Prakrit Maharaj, Etad nirvidyamana namichitam akutobayam yoginam nipanirnitam harinam anakirtanam. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including for those who are full of material desires, as well as those who are free from material desires, as well as those who are self-satisfied by dint of yogic processes, or somewhat self-satisfied in any case. One may appear to be self-satisfied, but in Kali Yuga, ultimately, no one will be really satisfied unless they're fully engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, unless they're constantly chanting the holy names of the Lord. So this is the recommended and prescribed process, and if we absorb ourselves in it and the activities which are related to it, you know, we absorb ourselves in Sankirtan and other activities of devotional service which are aimed at spreading the Sankirtan movement, then we can actually attain real satisfaction of heart. As it's said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Savai Pum Sham Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Adhokshaje Ahoy Tiki Apratiyata Yayatma Supersedati, that the highest occupation for humanity is devotional service to the Supreme Lord, and such service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to fully satisfy the self. So the more absorbed we are in Sankirtan, in devotional service of the Lord, the more we can experience that satisfaction of the heart. And that is what is bringing us closer and closer to Krishna, and increasing our desire for his association and reducing our desire for enjoyment in the material world. So that therefore it's gradually curing us from this disease, actually terrible disease from which we are suffering. It's much worse than any disease like leprosy or cancer or whatever, you see. Because it's a disease which causes a living entity to take birth again and again and again in different species. Then subsequently he may suffer from leprosy or cancer or diabetes or whatever. But, you know, even he cures, or even he gives up his body, and sometimes people say he finally finds relief from the terrible disease from which he was suffering. It's only temporarily. If you get put in another body and again he got some other disease, you see. So this is the most terrible disease of being forced to take birth again and again in the material world. So therefore Sankirtan movement is ultimate cure for all ills. I got someone gave me a present of black cumin oil. You ever heard of that? Black cumin oil? Cumin seeds, you know, but black cumin, not ordinary cumin. Black cumin oil. It's from Jordan. And it says on a And the bottle is just a cure for all diseases except death. This is a statement of Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad. No? This is one of his statements, that black cumin oil is a cure for all diseases except death. See, but Sankirtan movement is the cure for all diseases, including death. So better we take this cure and also distribute this cure to everyone for their benefit and upliftment, and go back altogether to the spiritual world and live there eternally in the association of Krishna, and not be subjected again to this disease of material existence. So Hare Krishna. Thank you. Any question or comment? Yes.
I got one comment in the question. Mm-hmm. The comment, last night we were invited for a dinner and they were showing a Bollywood movie. Mm-hmm. And it was so terrible, starting with very bad abuses. The only good thing was that they had in the background the Hare Krishna name. Otherwise they were showing all garbage and making so much money from film and garbage. So as you said yesterday, degradation in Kali is becoming worse and worse. My question would be, if you can kindly...
Yeah, even in India, right? India now become, yes, you know, more and more degraded.
Yes.
Mm.
My question to you, for preaching purposes, as you mentioned, the purpose, how does the whole chanting of holy name reach us to, we can attain the lotus feet of Krishna, lover lotus feet. By chanting the holy name, how we can attain the lotus feet of Krishna?
Well, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya says, Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagya Vanjeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach Malihau Koriye Bijaropan Shravana Kirtana Jolly Koriya Sachan. Living entities are wandering throughout the universe in different species of life. One who is fortunate by the grace of Guru and Krishna, he gets the seed of bhakti. He should plant that seed in his heart, and he should become a gardener and plant the seed in his heart and water it by the hearing chanting process. So the seed of bhakti, of course, it's actually the bhakti. It is the process of devotional service ultimately. And we have to nurture that attachment to Krishna through the chanting. So then it's said that that seed becomes a creeper, and it grows and it grows, and eventually it takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. So it's a gradual process, and there are different stages along the way which have been identified by the acharyas, just like Rupa Goswami, he describes Adoshada Tato Sadhu Sangata Bhajana Kriya Tato Narta Nivritti Shat, no? The different stages, association and engaging in devotional service and becoming free from anartas, and gradually we become nishta, fixed, and attain higher taste. Attachment, strong attachment, and then love, and ecstatic love of Krishna, like that. So, to overcome anartas or impurities of the heart, contamination of the consciousness by material existence, how does it take place? It's the power of the holy name that purifies the consciousness. And the power of the process of devotional service. Even though there may be anartas which cause unsteadiness, Vishwanath Chakravarti said the way to overcome this is to continue steadily with the process. Go on chanting, go on, you know, hearing, go on serving, go on associating with devotees. Because Krishna is present through all these activities, and so the more one goes on doing this thing, the more Krishna, more we're associating with Krishna, and the more the power of Krishna's association in Krishna's purity will cleanse out the dust from the heart. It's like it's said in the Shikshastakam that the Sankirtan movement cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated 4 years together. So the Sankirtan, the holy name, is non-different from Krishna. So it's constantly cleansing the consciousness and making a person more and more attached to Krishna. The more he is attached to Krishna, the more he loses his interest for, you know, sense enjoyment in the material world. So, you know, it's a gradual transformation of the consciousness so that his consciousness becomes same or similar to consciousness of liberated souls in the spiritual world, so that, you know, his transfer into the spiritual world becomes like an automatic.
Thank you,
Ray. Yes, sir.
You were talking about the preaching about people think they have the ability to have any control. What would you say to the person who is in front of you who speaks about it, that I am happy?
Say, chant Hare Krishna, it'll make you even happier.
Make it eternally happy.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaura Premanandi.